Something's been going on with my D200 lately, the one they use most often for these weekly 50 photos. It won't always close the aperture blades when taking a photo. So it doesn't matter what lens it's using. If it's a modern lens where the aperture is set in the camera and then closed by the camera when you take the picture, then it won't always close the lens. Now, older lenses, you set the aperture on the lens itself and you could literally see the blades closing in, and you knew exactly what your aperture would be based on how the lens was set. And whereas now you set the aperture electronically on your camera, and then when you take the picture, the camera goes, oh, okay, we are going to shoot this at f4 or f11 or whatever, and it closes the aperture down. Well, my D200 doesn't always do that. I think it's from when I dropped it on the ground a while ago. But in any case, when I set the aperture to anything smaller than f1.8, like f4, f11, or something, I'd say about 1 out of 4 or 1 out of 5 photos does not turn out right. It is shot at f1.8 because the aperture doesn't close down like it's supposed to. And it could happen at the one time when I need that photo. And so because I can't rely on this camera to function how I need it to every single time, I've sort of been using my that D200 plus my 50mm lens combination as not just a prime lens that's limited in focal length, but also limited in aperture. And this is kind of ironic since I often talk about the benefits of not shooting wide open, but now I kind of am forcing myself to shoot wide open all the time. Not because I like it, but because it's the only thing I can rely on always working on my camera. And this has, again, forced me to look at things a little differently and shoot a little more intentionally. Case in point, this photo. It's called pistachios because it's the seeds on a Chinese pistache tree. These are not actual pistachio nuts, but I thought it was a kind of cool name. I'm not good at naming things. Anyway, I liked how the light was shining on these seeds late in the day, maybe about 2 o'clock or so in the afternoon, and I thought this would make a good photo. I'm mostly pleased with how it turned out, but it sort of violates one of my personal rules about the pictures I take in that there's no clear focal point. You see the picture and you don't really know what's going on. After a few seconds, you might notice the single seed in the middle, but at first glance, you look at it and it's just kind of a blurry mess all over the place with no clear understanding of what you're looking at. Because of that, I'm not a huge fan of this photo, but I'm posting it anyway because it illustrates a learning opportunity to me. Shooting at f1.8 has made things kind of tricky, especially when it comes to focusing. This shot is one of about 25 that I took. A few of them turned out, but this one was my favorite. And despite all of these issues, I'm kind of enjoying the experience of limiting myself yet again with the prime lens and now with the aperture. And that sort of brings me to the lesson for this week, which is limit yourself if you want to grow. And if you're not sure how to grow as a photographer, if you feel kind of stuck and feel like you're kind of in a rut, find a way to limit yourself. And I often recommend prime lenses, but doing this new, I would say experiment, but it's not an experiment because I'm forced to do it, but taking this new angle of now being stuck with the same aperture has forced me to try and learn and work around those limitations. So try that. Try limiting not just your focal length, but your aperture, or only your aperture, but then vary your focal length. And just play around with this new way of limiting yourself and see what happens.